Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is about my journey to brand as business. 5 years ago this month, I became an independent. Yet back in September of 2004, I followed the advice of a book title I'd heard of, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, and resigned my VP GM brand and strategy post at Sony Electronics to hang out a shingle as an independent brand consulting partner. I thought I'd take this occasion to recount some of the milestones on the journey I've been on since that crazy moment. For those of you who don't know me well, I hope this post will explain why I believe so strongly in brand as business. And for those who have been my support and guidance, partners and clients over the last 5 years, I hope you'll be able to see how you've helped me get to where I am today. So let's start. September 2004, I started out with a business card, a hope, and a prayer. I wanted to share with the world all that I had learned about brand development and be able to have more impact and help more companies than I would if I had stayed at Sony or any other corporate job. October 2004, I got my first gig. I served as an advisor to an advertising agency that was pitching a new piece of business and that wanted to tap my experience in the category and my insider's knowledge of the client. I was grateful to start off with such an interesting, challenging, and most importantly, paying project, but even then I realized that I didn't want to limit my scope of work to marketing communications. I was far more interested in the integration of the client's brand with its business strategy and operations. In September 2005, I celebrated my one-year anniversary, having been blessed to work on great brands like Frito-Lay, Jack in the Box, and Hitachi in my first year. I learned so much from those first experiences, including that companies of all kinds and sizes struggle with how to close the gap between their brand vision and the reality of their day-to-day business. I drew upon my client-side experience base to try to help my clients navigate through budgets, politics, and processes to build their brands. In January 2006, I incorporated my business and officially became Denise Lee Yon, Inc. More than an accounting change, this move signaled my intent to not just be a freelancer or a consultant, as in, I say I'm a consultant, but I'm really just in between jobs. Rather, I wanted to have direct, vital, and fully accountable relationships with clients. September 2006, my second year included projects for Jamba Juice, Kipling, and Roadrunner Sports, among others. I drew from and added to my toolkit of methods, processes, and tools that help companies translate brand strategy into brand execution. In August of 2007, I took a class based on the StrengthsFinder assessment and realized what my strengths are and what gives me energy and gets me excited. Based on this, I decided to pursue more speaking opportunities as a way to share my passion for operationalizing brands. In November of 2007, I attended Howe's Mind Your Own Business conference and was forever changed, and I'm not exaggerating. The conference is targeted to creative service professionals, but it's a great learning experience for anyone running a professional services business. Thanks to the provocative conference sessions and the follow-up research I did, I became convinced of the importance of specialization. That is, focusing on one area of services and/or one market or category. I realized I needed to narrow my scope to brand as business, the management approach that involves the deliberate and systematic management of the business around the brand. Not only would this differentiate me from all the other brand consultants out there by leveraging my unique experience of having spent so many years on the client side of business, but also it would enable me to influence and guide companies in the way they needed to grow the most. Furthermore, I decided to more aggressively target companies in the health, fitness, and wellness categories. Since I know these categories well, I'm a fitness enthusiast and a former aerobics instructor, and since I had already worked with quite a few of these companies, the learnings I took away from that conference truly helped change the game for me. In January 2008, I launched Brand as Business Briefs, periodic email briefings about how companies can operationalize their brands. I wanted to share with and get feedback from others on my thinking about brand as business. I wanted to know if other people agreed that while breakthrough brand strategies and messaging are important, companies needed to make their brands the central organizing and operating idea of their businesses. People did agree, it did indeed agree, and encouraged me to continue working on and sharing about this. March 2008, I started down the path of writing and publishing a book. Based on my desire to evangelize brand as business and to establish a more regular speaking business, I was advised to write a book. So I engaged a marketing mentor to help me write a book proposal, and I asked a presentation consultant to help me package brand as business into an argument that could be made in presentation or book format. Little did I know then how long and hard of a road it would be to even get the book off the ground. But now, a year and a half later, I'm closer than ever to securing a publisher, and I'm planning to publish Reset, Reignite Your Business with the Power of Your Brand in 2010. August 2008, Brand is Business Bites, my blog, launched. I had gotten such positive feedback on my newsletter that I felt there might be a desire for more ongoing communication with my network. Plus, it seemed a blog would provide the venue through which I could share insights with the broader brand and business community. For a while, I have to admit I felt like I was riding into the wind, you know, maybe connecting with a handful of readers. But the process of writing the blog, as well as following other bloggers, helped sharpen my thinking and writing, so I kept at it. And now, I suppose if you're reading this or listening to this, that means I've reached a few more folks, and hopefully I'm advancing the conversation about brands and how we build them. In April 2009, I took the Twitter plunge, and lo and behold, it's been a godsend. I've been exposed to far more people, resources, and ideas through Twitter than anything else I've ever done. I feel much more engaged with current business issues and the latest thinking on brands, and I've enjoyed meeting and learning from folks from places as far away as New Zealand and Brazil. I'm also learning from how businesses of all kinds are using Twitter to connect with customers and achieve their objectives. All of this, I believe, has helped me be a better resource to my clients as I help them operationalize their brands to grow their businesses. September 2009, today, it's been 5 years, woohoo! Thank you so much to everyone who has helped me along this journey. I purposely not mention specific names of resources, partners, and other folks who have supported me through this journey, only because I fear I would offend people by forgetting or excluding them. But please know that I'm fully aware of the many people to whom I owe the success of my business. I'm extremely grateful for you, and I hope you know that. Now, as I turn to the years ahead of me, I'm excited and cautiously optimistic about what the future holds for Denise Leon, Inc. and Brand is Business. I've made some plans and set some goals, one of which I'm delighted to announce today. I've started a podcast, the Brand is Business Bites podcast, the one you're listening to right now. The podcast features a mix of current blog posts and revisits past blog posts, along with occasional bonus content, and hopefully in the future, interviews with brand and business thought leaders. It's available on iTunes, and I would love for you to subscribe and give me feedback. Once again, thanks for everything. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care and thanks again.